There is a mitzvah not only to light Shabbos candles, but Yontif candles and Yom Kippur candles. Right, Yom Kippur, it's one of the four brachas that we only say once a year. Even in Chutz La'aretz, in Eretz Yisrael, there are seven brachas that we say once a year. But Lahadlik Ner Shel Yom HaKippurim, Al Bi Yer Chametz, Nachem, and the bracha on the blossoms are the four that we say once a year in the whole world. And then the other three, of course, are at the Seder, Alachilas Mor, Alachilas Matzvah, and Asher Galanu, seven brachas we say once a year in Eretz Yisrael. So that's the bracha of Lahadlik Ner. We note that the nusach of the bracha does not change. It's always Lahadlik Ner Shal Shabbos, Lahadlik Ner Shal Yanta, Lahadlik Ner, because Me'ikar Adin, one candle suffices for each of the mitzvahs. There is a minhag to be Mosif based on Zachar V'Shamar. The Rama writes in Hilcha Shabbos, Zachar V'Shamar, which is based on the Gemara in the Shabbos on Daf Lama Gimel. Remember the story of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai in the cave, and on his way out for the second time, when it was safe to come out, he comes out and he sees an elderly man running with two flowers, with two hadassim on Erev Shabbos. And his son asks him, what's that about? And the answer given is that why two flowers for Shabbos? One is enough. One for Zachar, one for Shamar. So some suggest that's the makar of lighting two Shabbos candles, even though Me'ikar Adin one, and that's why we say the bracha of Lahadlik Ner. But we like two, the Zachar and Shamar. There's also another idea that interesting. The Shulchan Aruch never brings down that on Yontif for a woman to say a Shehechianu at lighting candles. Right, that's the minhag of Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Yaakov Emdin in the Shelas Yavetz in Siman Kuf Zayin writes that I don't know where this came from. It's not really Yontif yet. It's better to say it later by Kiddush. So I would be mevatel that it was up to me. And the Mishnah Berurah even quotes this in Sifkatan Chav Gimel in Siman Reis Lama Gimel. But the minhag of Klal Yisrael is Koveya. The Tzitz Eliezer writes in Siman Yudal Cheluk Yudalit Siman Nun Gimel. He defends the practice, the fact that women have been doing this for hundreds of years, if not thousands, without anyone, any posek saying differently. This is their mitzvah, this is their Kabbalah of the Yontif, and therefore we should encourage them to not just not to be moche, but to tell them it's wonderful and it's amazing. There's an emotional attachment to this mitzvah by the women, and therefore we should encourage them to say a Shehechianu as Yontif is beginning.